Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Nida Daf Nun Tes, Nida 59. Today's Daf Yomi, we begin the ninth chapter, which is called Ha'isha Shehi Osa. And this chapter, again, deals with the Kesem, it deals with Ksamim, which are stains that are found upon a woman or a woman's garments or on the floor, and they're stains of blood. And so what is the law with respect to whether or not a woman becomes a Nida as a result of these stains? So says our Mishnah, Ha'isha Shosa Tzirachah, a woman is going to urinate, V'ras Adam, and they used to urinate in a basket, and as a result of that, she sees the blood with the urine, and we don't know where the blood came from, if it was uterine blood bleeding, and then therefore we're going to say that it is, she's a Nida and Tameya, or do we say it's just from a wound and she'd be Tahora? So Rabbi Meir says, Imomedes Tameya. If she was standing while she urinated, then we'll say she's Tameya, because then we'll say it's more likely that the urine came from the uterine bleeding. Vim Yosheves, but if she was sitting when she was urinating, then we're going to say Tahora, she's going to be ritually pure, because then we don't have that same concern, and we can assume that the blood most likely came from a wound. And the Gemara discusses what's the difference between sitting and standing. But Rabbi Yossi continues in our Mishnah, he says, Bein kach ubein kach Tahora. He says, in either case, whether she's sitting or standing, we can say she's Tahora, because we don't have to assume that it came from the muck or from the uterine bleeding. So the Gemara says, then, Ish v'isha, let's say there's a man and woman, sha'asu they both urinated into the same bucket, and then we see the blood on top of the urine, and so therefore we have an addition to not knowing if it came from, we don't even know if it came from the woman, and then if it came from the woman, we don't know if it was a wound blood or if it was from the uterine bleeding. So therefore, under these circumstances, Rabbi Yossi is going to be metaher. He says it's tahora, and he's for sure going to say it's tahor under these circumstances, because even if she had done it herself, Rabbi Yossi would say it's tahora. So for sure, under these circumstances, he's also going to say it's tahora. And the Gemara is going to ask, why does he need to say that Rabbi Yossi is tahora under these circumstances? It's obviously that's the case. Rabbi Shimon Metame, Rabbi Shimon says, under these circumstances, it's going to be that the woman is going to be a tame nida, and the reason is she'ein derech ha'ish lehotzi dam el shachas kas damim min ha'isha. He says, because the presumption is that a man doesn't typically have blood coming from him, and so therefore we're going to assume that the blood is uterine bleeding, and so therefore we're going to assume that she is a nida. Then the Mishnah on the bottom of the page continues this discussion of a woman who finds a stain, and here we're talking about a different circumstance. So when can we say that the stain comes from a different source? So says our Gemara, let's say a woman had a garment and the garment was lent out to a person who's not Jewish, or it was lent out to a woman who, a Jewish woman, but that woman was actually afterwards, after she was lent the garment, she saw blood, so we know that she became a Nida. And then the woman, the original owner of the garment, borrows back the garment, and she, after she puts it on, she sees blood on it. So under these circumstances, harezu tolaba, then we can say, yeah, maybe the stain, we could say that possibly the stain came from either the non-Jew or the other person who had borrowed it, and so therefore we don't have to say that the woman who owns the garment is a Nida. Let's say, says our Mishnah, Shalosh Nashim Shalav Shu Chalak Echad. Let's say we have three women who each kept wearing a garment, and they wore the garment one after the other. Oshe Yashvu Al Safsal Echad, or they sat on a bench, a wooden bench, which we'll see is something that's able to contract Tuma. V'nimtza Lav Dam, and then the garment itself has blood on it. So then we say, Kulan Tamei. So under these circumstances, we're going to say all of them are Tamei, from the doubt that maybe the stain came from one of them. And since we don't know who it came from, therefore we're going to say that they're all going to have this level of ritual impurity in them. But however, Yashua Sav Shal Evan, let's say they're going to sit on a bench that's made out of stone. Oh, itztaba, or they're sitting on an itztaba. It's Shal Mercha, itztaba of a bathhouse. Itztaba was like this structure of stones that was set up in a bathhouse. And those, since it's a stone structure, the law is that they can't contract Tuma. So if they can't contract Tuma, Rabbi Nechemia's Metah, Rabbi Nechemia says that the woman, that if we find the stain, if a woman finds a stain on these stones, we're going to say she's tahora, because we're going to say the stones can't become tame. So we're going to transfer the decree upon the woman. And so therefore, Rabbi Chamna Omer, kol davar she'eino mekabel tuma, eino mekabel ksamim. If there's something which cannot become tamei, then it's not going to be able to become tamei from a stain. And so therefore, if it's a stone or something that is a finished product that can't become is something that's an unfinished product, so it can't become tamei, so therefore we're going to assume that the woman also cannot become tamei as a result of it. And this is a very big leniency with respect to stains. If a stain is found on something which is not mekabel tuma, it's a very, very big leniency to say that we don't have to be concerned about it at all. And one of the cases where we say if something is connected to the ground, this is also something that cannot become tuma. Or if it's something like a part of a house, a part of the house is also something that's generally speaking not something that can be able to be connected to tuma. Some want to be strict and say no, if it's a house in the land of Israel, since a house in the land of Israel can become tuma from negayim, from some sort of affliction like tzaras that came upon the house. So therefore, maybe we should be strict upon the houses of the land of Israel. However, many people say, though, that is not, there's not a reason to be strict here in the ksamim, which are themselves a decree under these circumstances. And so therefore, we see that there's the big leniency that Rabbi Nechemiah is saying, that anything that cannot become a kabel tumah also cannot, also the kesem that's found on it does not make the woman tameya.